Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Keke Radio. We are talking about the worst diet myths. 一起聊聊很糟糕的一些饮食建议，有些建议就真的不能听。Breakfast is bad. 吃早餐不好。Skipping breakfast so you can save those morning calories. You should find that your early lunch and comfort dinner make up for more calories than the ones you should have had in the early hours. Not eating in the morning means you won't have much energy throughout the day. It will lower your mood and motivation levels. 不吃早餐，早晨就不会有卡路里了。这什么理论？其实很快你就会发现，早点的午餐和舒适的晚餐比你早上原本应该摄入的卡路里要多得多。早上不吃东西意味着一整天都无精打采，同时呢也会让你的心情变坏，减少你的动力。所以早餐是一定要吃的。 Don't eat junk， 不吃垃圾食品。这个不只听过十个人讲过，无数个人提过，不要吃垃圾食品对身体不好。 Avoiding all sorts of junk food and treats keeps you physically healthy, but only theoretically when you live by the all or nothing rule and get increasingly stressed over the new stress will cause you to crave more. So stop the endless cycle by allowing yourself to have a treat every now and then.
不吃各种各样的垃圾食品和甜食能够让你身体健康，但是这只是一种理论。记住，这只是理论。当你遵循着孤注一掷的原则，对吃东西的渴望感到越来越有压力的时候，新的压力会让你更加想要吃这些东西，所以呢，不要这样无限循环了，让自己时不时的吃一些甜食吧，没有什么大不了的，对吧？你吃一块蛋糕，并不代表说你睡醒一觉就会长胖多少斤。Okay. 有些东西是日积月累形成的，所以呢，适当的吃一点 ，It's okay. That's what we talk about today.以上就是一起来聊到的一个小话题，不靠谱很糟糕的一些饮食习惯，比如说吃早餐不好啦，再比如说不要吃垃圾食品啦，这些只是理论，听一下就好。 OK， 如果说你想要听大道理学习英语，可以关注可可英语可可 Radio， 或者可以在微信上搜索公众号至亲爱的自己，关注到更多的节目动态。